Guardians, this is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All's radio show. Our goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you build stronger families, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. We want to thank our corporate sponsor, founding CEO, TV personality, and recording artist, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. of Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Saved Movement. Please be sure to visit Mr. Moore's website at www.williemoorejr.org. Also, if you have a product or something that promotes if you would like to promote a product or service for parents and families or become a program sponsor, contact me, Carletta, at educationforallinc.com. In addition, for resources, programs, scholarships, and our Involved Parent magazine, please visit www.educationforallinc.com. Also, just a brief reminder, we have our Involved Parent magazine. The new one will debut on August the 1st. That will be our back-to-school issue. Many of you may be used to seeing it debut in July. We have pushed the date back for this upcoming academic term by popular request. And so we will also be adding to the lineup. Every season we have some new writers because of previous commitments and schedules getting busy, so we are so sorry that we're going to lose some of our writers for the upcoming academic term, but we do welcome back some writers who have been writing with us for some time. We have Tiara Gurdine, Dr. Shanta Smith, Lydia Douglas, Pearly McCallum, and Billy Matthews, who will be returning as writers, and possibly Angie Sievers. So we want to thank them for being with us and for coming back with more new and exciting information for you in our parent magazine. And we want to encourage those of you who are listening, please visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com so that you can read the current Involved Parent magazine that's posted on our website. We really want you to be able to go back and enjoy previous issues as well as the current issue. Again, we're losing some great writers because of current and upcoming commitments. So we will miss having articles by Ms. Esther Scott, also Mr. Robert Jackson Jr., and Ms. Kim Smith. And again, we are so sorry to see them go, but I know that they have very busy schedules and other commitments. But we do want to thank them for hanging in with us for the entire academic term and for being able to produce four wonderful articles for all of our parents out there to enjoy. And I want to give also let you know next week there will be no show on the 24th of May. We want you to enjoy your Memorial Day weekend with your family. And remember your loved ones, those living and those who have transitioned on. And just have a beautiful time next weekend. Enjoy this weather. Those of us who are here in St. Louis, Missouri, I know our weather has been up and down with rain for 5 minutes and then clear skies the next and then rain again or super windy and down in the 60s or 70s during the day or even at night. And then it's up to maybe the 70s or the 80s throughout the day. But I'm just enjoying it because I know at some point in July and August, probably even with June, we will be feeling the heat and the humidity. So right now, I am very happy with the weather. We are happy. I know some people don't agree with me, but I just want you to be able to enjoy. Hopefully next week is a beautiful day, the day that you're anticipating, so you can enjoy your family. So we will not have a show next week, but I do encourage you to go back and listen to previous shows that you may have missed because of other commitments for church, for family, school functions, et cetera. Also, I know that today is a big graduation day, so we may be short of a few listeners today, but we want to wish you and your family well on all the graduations that are happening today across the country. And we also want to wish many happy regards to our graduates and their families in terms of the job front. I just recently finished working with two groups of student teachers for two universities here in Missouri, and I know they are enjoying themselves as they prepare for graduations, and some graduated today. And I just remember hearing them talk about looking for jobs. So that's also a very stressful but yet exciting time for graduates as well. So I wish everyone well in terms of the job and career front, those who are graduating and the families whose children will be flying the coop, and they will truly, truly be empty nesters in the next few weeks, months, and maybe even within the upcoming year. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome our special guest today. We have Tierra Gurdine, a health and wellness coach. She is one of our writers, as I mentioned, for our Involved Parent magazine, and she's returning with us next year. And I've had some of our writers on the show, and it's really nice for you to be able to hear them so that you can get a taste of what they write about and what they contribute to as far as the magazine and helping with parenting and education and other issues, and also so that you can get to know them personally because you may be reading their articles, but it's nice to hear them personally and engage with them on the air live. So feel free to press 1 at any time to be brought into the conversation with a question and or comment. And today, again, as I mentioned, we have Ms. Tierra Gurdine. She is a health and wellness coach. She's been doing a lot of fantastic things, and she's also an independent distributor. We won't be able to talk about that much today, but she does have some wonderful health tips that she can share with those who are busy moms or just individuals who are on the go. So without further ado, I do want to welcome our guest to the show today. And again, I encourage all of you to please feel free to press 1 at any time so we can bring you into the conversation with your question and or comment. So, hi, welcome, Tierra, to the show.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Thank you all for listening. Again, as Dr. Washington stated, my name is Tierra Gurdine. I'm just excited to be a guest on the show. So thank you, Dr. Washington, for allowing me to come on the show and discuss this this wonderful topic of health and wellness.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your articles in our Involved Parent magazine. And thank you again for joining us in the upcoming year. We know that you are very busy, mom on the go yourself, as well as student and wife, so just a lot that's going on, and we appreciate the time that you take out to share your talents and your expertise with parents. So let's talk briefly about how you kind of, you got this interest in health and wellness.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I've always had an interest in living a healthy lifestyle. Back in November, I was presented with the opportunity to start a business, helping others also to live a healthier lifestyle, and I've just really enjoyed it. Growing up, I've always been active in different sports and activities, so it's just something that I try to carry on and just help others to be able to also do the same.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of those health tips that you have in case we have some questions that come up later. I want to be sure we get to cover those. So what would you suggest to busy individuals on the go? What are some of those important tips?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I believe it was a couple months I came up with these tips because I noticed that with school and work and family, I was so busy that we didn't even get to go to the gym as often, even though it's only 5 minutes away. and it's 24 hours, but I just never had time to do that. So, you know, I sat there and I thought to myself, what are some things that can still help me and others stay in shape, even if we, you know, aren't able to exercise as often? So the first tip that I came up with was just to eat dinner on a saucer instead of a plate. Dinner's usually our heaviest meal. So that has been helping me a lot. It's been very hard because I love food, and I'm sure somebody else who's listening may also love food just as much as I do. So that's been pretty difficult. But, you know, getting that discipline and being able to eat my dinner on a saucer instead of a full-size plate has helped me.
You know, I like that tip because we often hear about, well, make this the portion size of your fist, and this the portion size of your palm. But the idea of just using a saucer, it solves all of it. And also, it makes me think about when I go to events and how they will serve saucers, and I'm like, they have all this food on this table, and all I have is a saucer. Where's my plate? But it really does help. So that's a really neat tip.
Thank you.
Especially for those of us who don't want to deal with portion control and all that measuring, 2 ounces, 4 ounces, and et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And then another tip, the second tip that I thought of was just to, we're always having different errands that we have to run, whether it's to the grocery store, or to the bank, or to pick up my daughter Chloe from school. So, since we drive, then one of the things that I came up with was just to park further away from the door. You know, sometimes that can also be a pain, but that's exercise there for you because you're having to walk a little longer than you normally would. So that's another great tip that I thought of, and it's been helping me a lot and a few other friends that I've told about, you know, doing this as well.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the first two. The third tip is to drink at least half your body weight in water. Most everyone already knows this, but not everyone does this. Water is definitely important for our bodies, especially during these times. Summer's coming up, so it's going to be hot, and you definitely don't want to get dehydrated. Also, it's good, too, just for getting rid of toxins and a lot of other things as well. For those of you who may be having difficulty drinking the amount of water that you should be drinking, I have found a way that's helped me. There's something that I use that it tastes good. So I have either the berry or the orange flavor that I use, and I love it because I typically like those things. So what I'll do is I'll drink in my water. It gives me 8-plus servings of fruits and vegetables. I'm able to detox, as I mentioned. It also helps me to balance the pH levels, and I get a lot more energy. So if anybody out there that's listening is having any difficulty with the drinking, you know, half your body weight or 8 cups of water, give me a call or email me after the show. My phone number is 314-662-6355. Again, that number is area code 314-662-6355. Or as I mentioned, you can email me also. I know some people prefer email. So my email is my first name, Tierra, T-I-E-R-R-A dot Gerdine. That's G-E-R-D-I-N-E at gmail.com. Again, that's tierra.gerdine@gmail.com. So if you're having trouble with drinking more water, email me, text me, or call me, and I'd be more than happy to share how I've been able to get my water in and be able to do all of those things that I just mentioned.
And, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that, Tierra, because there are so many people I know who don't like the taste of water. You know, water is very bland to them. It's not exciting. And you see a lot of people who are becoming dehydrated or they don't realize that they're not hydrated enough. That's also like when you talk about detoxifying your body and staying healthy, getting rid of those toxins, water helps you to stay regular And I'm a big Dr. Oz fan, so I love that, you know, he talks about people, your digestive system is staying regular, and water is one way to stay regular and to avoid constipation and all that buildup. It's better for the waste to come out than to stay in. And also for clear skin, you know, we love to have clear skin, wonderful hair, you know, shiny, glowy hair, and water plays a large role in that. Even though our bodies are made up of a great percentage of water, we still need to keep that water replenished because we're sweating, or when you go to the bathroom and you urinate, you're getting rid of water. So we lose water in many different ways, and we really do need to make sure that we're replenishing that. So did you? And if you'd like to join the conversation or you have a question or comment during the show, please feel free to press 1 to talk to our guest today, health and wellness coach, Tierra Gerdin. And, Tierra, you said you had another tip?
Yes. My fourth tip is to, if you're physically able to do this, take the steps instead of the elevator. I know a few of the listeners out there are students, and when you go to college, there's a lot of steps typically within the buildings. I know the main building that I go to, all of my classes are inside of this one building, and there's 4 different levels. I had classes on every single level, so definitely taking the stairs instead of the elevator was another way for me to stay in shape and to stay healthy. I was tired by the end of the fourth level, but you know, it was worth it, and I was glad that I was able to take the steps more instead of the elevator. It kept me going, and it actually helped me to be more alert for my classes as well, which exercising does help you to be more alert for the things that you need to get done in the day. So that's
well, I like those tips. We have a caller. Let me get to this caller.
Okay.
Hi, caller. You have a question or a comment for our guest today?
Yes. Hello, Dr. Washington. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Oh, doing fine. And I see we have a wellness coach. Is that Tierra Gerdin?
Yes. Hi. How
yes.
are you?
I'm doing fine. No, Ms. Gerdin, when you mentioned about drinking, I see half your body weight. Now, I'm a big guy, and I was... That might be like the Mississippi River. How do you kind of measure, I mean, how much water to drink? I mean, what's the guide you say, half of your body weight?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question, caller.
Good.
I would suggest for those who may be on, you know, maybe on the larger side, or you have more water that you need to drink, at least start off
yes.
with the 8 glasses. Eight glasses of water, I would say that is your minimum. And if you can work up farther than that, do more, then that's good.
Okay.
But anything that you're able to give your body, it's going to love you for it.
Okay.
I drink more, to be honest, more than half my body weight.
Okay, now, see, that's great. Now, my downfall is soda. I do this.
Wow.
I can't. Is there a way to break away from soda? Can you go cold turkey, or did you gradually?
That's a great question too.
You think to get off of that, and then I want to ask you about when they said 8 servings of fruit. That doesn't necessarily mean 8 pieces of fruit, does it?
Mm-mm.
I mean, what would a grape count as? Like if you ate a bunch of grapes.
Okay, those are good questions also. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I would say just a matter. And then, but that's a great idea about the saucer, you know, putting your dinner on a saucer. So you're saying just 1 saucer, not 4. Okay, 1 saucer.
Definitely just 1. Yes, if you try that, if you decide to take that tip and try it, please feel free to contact me either by phone or email to let me know how that's been working for you. As far as cutting back on sodas, I know that's very difficult. I have a close cousin here, and she loves Coca-Cola. she really loves Coca-Cola, and that's been something that has been hard for her to limit. But honestly, I wouldn't say go cold turkey. A lot of things when we do that, then it's very hard to stick with it, and it we just end up getting right back to what it was that we were doing. So I would just say ask yourself, how many do you drink a day? And then just start to decrease it by one cup or two cups. You know, just continue to do that little by little until you can get to a point to where you feel like you don't even want it. That's what happened with myself.
And, you know, if I can add, TR, you had mentioned that you use a certain flavored powders that you mix, which can help, and you said that you love those particular flavors, so that may be something as well that can help to replace the soda, the taste for sodas.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, because I tried it, and I actually had withdrawal from not having soda. I mean, really? And that's scary.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that can happen so much sugar intake. Because there's quite a bit of sugar that's in our drinks, even our diet drinks. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then, say that again.
Well, no, it seemed like to be the new millennium poison is sugar. I would say the new millennium cocaine is sugar.
Yeah, a lot that's of time what they're calling it, because sugar's in everything.
You know, some when they say like salt free or you know less sodium, they just replace it with sugar.
Well, caller, thank you so much. We appreciate questions today.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right.
Since we were on the topic of sugar.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, since we were on the topic of sugar, that was actually my fifth tip, is to limit sugary and fatty foods. That's a main cause of not being able to stay in shape. You know, so many of my friends and family, like they tell me, they've lost this much weight, and then, you know, they slowly get back to eating those sugary and fatty foods, and then the weight has already come back. So that is a huge factor as well, you know, whether you're trying to lose weight or not, just limiting those sugars and fats is really going to be great for your body. I also know something that has helped me as well, kind of along the another product that we were kind of discussing. And it's really been able to help me as far as being able to eat the right foods, or if I have a cheat day and I, you know, eat more than I should have, or I do decide to eat something sweet instead, then it's really been able to help me as far as being able to eliminate some of the carbs or some of the fat that my body would have taken in. So if anybody is also struggling with sugar and fatty foods, that's something else that I'd love to help you with as well. So please feel free to contact me by email or phone. We can talk about ways to help you through that, and, you know, we'll be able to also fit it into your budget as well. So that's something we could do too.
And you know, when you mentioned about the water and half your body weight, I first heard about that through the Rams players, an article in a newspaper a few years ago. So even though someone may be on the larger side, the athletes often, you know, when you talk about football players, we know, you know, that some of them are rather large because of the positions that they play on the team. So even many of them are doing half their body weight. But, you know, it is doable. It may sound like a lot, but it's in ounces. So half your body weight in ounces in terms of water. So here's another caller. Let's take this caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question or a comment for our guest today?
Yes, hi. Hi, Tiara. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. My question is, you said that the first tip that you said is that you use a saucer for your meals. Now, is that for every meal, or you said that's just for dinner? And if so, for dinner, what do you typically put on your like what do you typically eat every night to put on your saucer?
Okay. That's a great question too. I love it. Yes, I do use a saucer instead of a plate, and so far I've only been doing it for dinner because that's usually my heaviest meal. Breakfast and lunch are pretty light for me, so yes, I do it for dinner. Typically what I eat is we love tilapia, baked fish. We were able to do that for Mother's Day, cook for all the mothers in our family, so that was really nice. Last night in particular, my husband made grilled chicken, so we had grilled chicken breast. So I had, and I didn't have a full one, actually. They come pretty large, so he just cut mine in half for me. And then I try to do more vegetables than anything else. So we had vegetables, and then we did like a rice. That I don't do as much, but I do have just about half of a chicken breast if we're doing chicken, and then definitely a lot of vegetables because sometimes it's hard for me to get that in my lunch also. So I'll do a lot of vegetables and then just a little bit of, if we do like potatoes or a rice or a pasta, just a little bit of that.
Okay. And so you said that you use a saucer, and that's to help you control how much you eat for dinner.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And that has helped me to be
okay.
able to stay in shape and not
mm-hmm.
really crave those unhealthy things. Because I've gotten to a point now to where if I try to eat something, like we went to the movies and I had popcorn and nachos, and it really messed my stomach up. I just
mm-hmm.
can't even eat a lot of unhealthy things anymore because I've been in this routine for so long.
Mm-hmm. So what
but
would
yes.
you recommend for listeners as far as like breakfast and lunch?
That's a great question. For breakfast, I always, like I said, keep it light. So I will do, I love oatmeal, honestly. I love oatmeal, and I'll cut up some fruit and put it in there, and that's it. I always try to get my fruit with my breakfast. I'll do oatmeal, or I might do a cereal like Raisin Bran, or I still do Honey Nut Cheerios. I don't do a large portion, but just enough to where it'll get me through the day into lunch. So I'll do something like that for breakfast. For
mm-hmm.
lunch, I've done tuna fish. I also make me just a turkey sandwich and maybe do, like, if I want chips, I'll do baked instead of,
okay.
I'll do baked or the veggie straws. I really got into that. Those are pretty good. And I'll do, like, carrots as well and fruit also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. And thank you, Dr. Washington.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And, you know, I really like the idea that you mentioned of bulking up your food when you have cereal and you put the fruit with it or oatmeal with the fruit in it. You know, the more you bulk it up, add some fruit, add some nuts, then you don't feel hungry. And then also the more water you drink, because sometimes when we think we're hungry, we're really just thirsty. So if you drink more water, then it can a lot of times curb some of that hunger. So in the last few minutes, Tierra, would you like to leave one quick tip, last quick tip, and your contact information? And before you do that, I just want to remind our listeners, I thank you so much for participating today in today's show. And I want to remind you that there will be no show next Sunday, but I want you to join us back on the 31st of May for our guests. We'll be talking about financial literacy, retirement, and so much more dealing with financial matters. So, Tierra, would you leave us a quick tip and your contact information in these last 20 seconds of the show?
Absolutely. Last quick tip is just to find new ways to enjoy life. Life is short, so we want to find as many ways to enjoy it and be thankful for what we have with each other. You can reach me at 314-662-6355. Call or text me. Or you can email me at Tierra, TIERRA.Gerdine, GERDINE @gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being a guest on today's show, Tierra.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And then also I want to thank everyone for listening. And if you would like to get the contact information or listen to the show, always visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com to get more information. Thank you, and I will see you on the 31st of May.
Never really mattered that much to me.